I am your Sunsounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy. Welcome to Poet's Corner. Today, I'll be reading poems about friendship. And friends just can't be found. I'll begin with the poem Alone by Maya Angelou. Lying, thinking last night, how to find my soul a home, where water is not thirsty and bread loaf is not stone. I came up with one thing, and I don't believe I'm wrong, that nobody, but nobody, can make it out here alone. Alone, all alone. Nobody but nobody can make it out here alone. There are some millionaires with money they can't use. Their wives run around like banshees. Their children sing the blues. They've got expensive doctors to cure their hearts of stone. But nobody, no nobody, can make it out here alone. Alone, all alone. Nobody, but nobody can make it out here alone. Now, if you listen closely, I'll tell you what I know. Storm clouds are gathering. The wind is gonna blow. The race of man is suffering. And I can hear the moan. 'Cause nobody, but nobody can make it out here alone. Alone, all alone. Nobody, but nobody can make it out here alone. In the Company of Women, by January Gill O'Neill. Make me laugh over coffee. Make it a double, make it frothy, so it seethes in our delight. Make my cup overflow with your small happiness. I want to hoot and snort and cackle and chuckle. Let your laughter fill me like a bell. Let me listen to your ringing and singing as Billie Holiday croons above our heads. Sorry, the blues are nowhere to be found. Not tonight. Not here. No makeup. No tears. Only contours. Only curves. Each sip takes back a pound. Each dry-roasted swirl takes our soul. Can I have a refill? Just one more? Let the bitterness sink to the bottom of our lives. Let us take this joy to go. To All My Friends by Mae Yang. That I could be this human at this time, breathing, looking, seeing, smelling, that I could be this moment at this time, resting, calmly moving, feeling, that I could be this excellence at this time, sudden, changed, peaceful, and woke. To all my friends who have been with me in weakness, when waterfalls rush down my two sides. To all my friends who have felt me in anguish when this earthen back breaks between the crack of two blades. To all my friends who have held me in rage when fire tears through swallows behind tight grins. I know you. I see you. I hear you. Sybil by Julia Ward Howe. It was she who wrote The Battle Hymn of the Republic. Your head is wild with books, Sybil, but your heart is good and kind. I feel a new contentment near you, a pleasure of the mind. Glad should I be to sit beside you and let long hours glide by, reading through all your sweet narrations the language of your eye. Since the maternal saint I worshipped did look and love her last, no woman or my wayward spirit such a gentle spell has cast. Oh, tell me of your varied fortunes, for you know not, from your face looks out strange sadness, lit with rapture and melancholy grace. You are a gem whose native brilliance could never wholly reign, an opal whose prismatic face a white cloud doth restrain. And thus the mood to which you move me is never perfect quite. 'Tis pity, wonderment, and pleasure, opacity, and light. Bear me in your presence, Sybil, and leave your hand in mine. For though human be my nature, you've made it half divine. Friendship by Dinah Maria Mulock Cray. Oh, the comfort, the inexpressible comfort of feeling safe with a person, having neither to weigh thoughts nor measure words, but pouring them all right out, just as they are, chaff and grain together, certain that a faithful hand will take and sift them, keep what is worth knowing, and with the breath of kindness blow the rest away. Thank You, Friend by Joanna Fuchs. Thank you, friend, for all the things that mean so much to me. For concern and understanding, you give abundantly. Thanks for listening with your heart. For cheering me when I'm blue. For bringing out the best in me. And just for being you. Thanks for in-depth conversation that stimulates my brain. For silly times we laugh out loud. For things I can't explain. For looking past my flaws and faults. For all the time you spend. For all the kind things that you do. Thank you. Thank you, friend. Love and Friendship by Emily Bronte. Love is like the wild rose briar. Friendship like the holly tree. The holly is dark when the rose briar blooms, but which will bloom most constantly? The wild rose briar is sweet in spring. Its summer blossoms scent the air. Yet wait till winter comes again, and who will call the wild briar fair? Then scorn the silly rose wreath now, and deck thee with the holly's sheen, that when December blights thy brow, he still may leave thy garland green. A Mile with Me by Henry Van Dyke. Oh, who will walk a mile with me along life's merry way? A comrade blithe and full of glee, who dares to laugh out loud and free, and let his frolic fancy play like a happy child through the flowers gay that fill the field and fringe the way where he walks a mile with me. And who will walk a mile with me along life's weary way? A friend whose heart has eyes to see the stars shine out o'er the darkening lea, and the quiet rest at the end of the day. A friend who knows and dares to say the brave, sweet words that cheer the way where he walks a mile with me. With such a comrade, such a friend, I fain would walk till journey's end, through summer sunshine, winter rain, and then, farewell, we shall meet again. 1383 by Emily Dickinson. Long years apart can make no breach a second cannot fill, the absence of the witch does not invalidate the spell. The embers of a thousand years, uncovered by the hand that fondled them when they were fire, will stir and, understand. On Friendship by Khalil Gibran. And a youth said, "Speak to us of friendship." And he answered, saying, "Your friend is your needs answered. He is your field which you sow with love and reap with thanksgiving. And he is your board and your fireside. For you come to him with your hunger, and you seek him for peace. When your friend speaks his mind, you fear not the nay in your own mind, nor do you withhold the aye. And when he is silent, your heart ceases not to listen to his heart, for without words, in friendship, all thoughts, all desires, all expectations are born and shared with joy that is unacclaimed. When you part from your friend, you grieve not, for that which you love most in him may be clearer in his absence, as the mountain to the climber is clearer from the plain. And let there be no purpose in friendship save the deepening of the spirit. For love that seeks aught but the disclosure of its own mystery is not love, but a net cast forth, and only the unprofitable is caught. And let your best be for your friend. If he must know the ebb of your tide, let him know its flood also. For what is your friend that you should seek him with hours to kill? Seek him always with hours to live. For it is his to fill your need, but not your emptiness. And in the sweetness of friendship, let there be laughter and sharing of pleasures. For in the dew of little things, the heart finds its morning and is refreshed. To me, fair friend, you can never be old." Sonnet 104 by Shakespeare. To me, fair friend, you never can be old. For as you were when first your eye I eyed, such seems your beauty still. 3 winters cold have from the forest shook 3 summers' pride. 3 beauteous springs to yellow autumn turned. In process of the season have I seen 3 April perfumes in 3 hot Junes burned, since first I saw you fresh, which yet are green. Ah, yet doth beauty like a dial hand steal from his figure, and no pace perceived. So your sweet hue, which methinks still does stand, hath motion, and mine eye may be deceived. For fear of which, hear this, that thou age unbred, ere you were born, was beauty's summer dead. A Time to Talk by Robert Frost. When a friend calls to me from the road and slows his horse to a meaning walk, I don't stand still and look around on all the hills I haven't hoed and shout from where I am, "What is it?" No, not as there is a time to talk. I thrust my hoe in the mellow ground, blade end up and 5 feet tall, and plod. I go up to the stone wall for a friendly visit. Fidelis by Adelaide Ann Proctor. You have taken back the promise that you spoke so long ago, taken back the heart you gave me. I must even let it go. Where love once had breathed, pride dieth. So I struggled, but in vain, first to keep the links together, then to piece the broken chain. But it might not be so freely all your friendship I restore, and the heart that I had taken as my own forevermore. No shade of reproach shall touch you, dread no more acclaim from me. But I will not have you fancy that I count myself as free. I am bound by the old promise. What can break that golden chain? Not even the words that you have spoken, or the sharpness of my pain. Do you think because you fail me and draw back your hand today, that from out the heart I gave you, my strong love can fade away? It will live. No eyes may see it. In my soul it will lie deep, hidden from all, but I shall feel it, often stirring in its sleep. So remember that the friendship which you now think poor and vain will endure in hope and patience till you ask for it again. Perhaps in some long twilight hour, like those we have known of old, when past shadows gather round you and your present friends grow cold, you may stretch your hand out towards me. Ah, you will. I know not when. I shall nurse my love and keep it faithfully for you till then. Sonnet for the End of a Sequence by Dorothy Parker. So take my vows and scatter them to the sea. Who swears the sweetest is no more than human, and say no kinder words than these of me. Ever she longed for peace, but was a woman, and thus they are, whose silly female dust needs little enough to clutter it and bind it, who meet a slanted gaze, and ever must go build themselves a soul to dwell behind it. For now I am my own again, my friend. This scar but points the whiteness of my breast. This frenzy, like its betters, spends an end. And now I am my own, and that is best. Therefore, I am immeasurably grateful to you for proving shallow, false, and hateful. I Want to Apologize by Rupi Kaur. I want to apologize to all the women I have called beautiful before I've called them intelligent or brave. I'm sorry I made it sound as though something as simple as what you're born with is all you have to be proud of. When you have broken mountains with your wit, from now on, I will say things like, you are resilient, or you are extraordinary. Not because I don't think you're beautiful, but because I need you to know you are more than that. Success by Edgar Guest. I hold no dream of fortune vast, nor seek undying fame. I do not ask when life is past that many know my name. I may not own the skill to rise to glory's topmost height, nor win a place among the wise, but I can keep the right. And I can live my life on earth, contented to the end, if but a few shall know my worth, and to proudly call me friend. If I Had Known by Mary Carolyn Davies. If I had known what trouble you were bearing, what griefs were in the silence of your face, I would have been more gentle and more caring, and tried to give you gladness for a space. I would have brought more warmth into the place if I had known. If I had known what thoughts despairing drew you, why do we never try to understand? I would have lent a little friendship to you and slipped my hand within your hand and made your stay more pleasant in the land if I had known. Your Catfish Friend by Richard Brudigan. If I were to live my life in catfish forms, in scaffolds of skin and whiskers at the bottom of a pond, and you were to come by one evening when the moon was shining down into my dark home and stand there at the edge of my affection and think, it's beautiful here by this pond. I wish somebody loved me. I'd love you and be your catfish friend and drive such lonely thoughts from your mind, and suddenly you would be at peace and ask yourself, I wonder if there are any catfish in this pond. It seems like a perfect place for them. Tug of War by Shel Silverstein. I will not play at tug of war. I'd rather play at hug a war, where everyone hugs instead of tugs, where everyone giggles and rolls on the rug, where everyone kisses and everyone grins, and everyone cuddles and everyone wins. True Friends by Ashley Campbell. A friend is like a star that twinkles and glows, or maybe like an ocean that gently flows. A friend is like gold that you should treasure and take care of forever and ever. A friend is like an angel that is there to guide you. A friend is someone you can trust out of a few. A friend is more than one in a million. They are one in gazillion. And you, my friend, are very special. And so it is official. A Golden Chain by Helen Steiner Rice. Friendship is a golden chain. The links are friends so dear, and like a rare and precious jewel, it's treasured more each year. It's clasped together firmly with a love that's deep and true, and it's rich with happy memories and fond recollections, too. Time can't destroy its beauty, for as long as memory lives, years can't erase the pleasure that the joy that friendship gives. For friendship is a priceless gift that can't be bought or sold, but to have an understanding friend is worth far more than gold. And the golden chain of friendship is strong and blessed tie, binding kindred hearts together as the years go passing by. Thank You for Your Friendship by Nicholas Gordon. Thank you for your friendship and your love. However life may turn, this gift will be a mountain that has made my river bend, nor will it flow the same way to the sea. Knowing you is something I'm made of. Years will not part me from this. One lives just for a brief eternity, understanding truths that never end. If I Could Catch a Rainbow by Sandra Lewis Pringle. If I could catch a rainbow, I would do it just for you, and share with you its beauty on the days you're feeling blue. If I could, I would build a mountain you could call your very own, a place to find serenity, a place just to be alone. If I could, I would take your troubles and toss them into the sea. But all these things I'm finding are impossible for me. I cannot build a mountain or catch a rainbow fair, but Let me be what I know best, a friend who's always there. I promise to defend you should the occasion ever rise, and I promise to wipe away your tears, which might stream from your weeping eyes. Let me be the trusted friend, the one that you know the best. I will never betray you. On that, you can surely rest. Your Kind of Friendship by an anonymous writer. It takes more than caring to be a real friend. The nature of friendship requires a blend of warmest compassion and love deep and true to reach and to comfort the way that you do. Because I can see that your kind of friendship is priceless to me. Thank you for listening to Poet's Corner. I am your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy, hoping you enjoy these poems about friendship.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend.